Hello and welcome to this episode of the Product Based Podcast. My name is Monica Little. I'm your host, and today I have a super fun special guest interview for you. We have Erin from No Poo Products, and she is here with us since she was the 2023 Breakthrough of the Year Award winner inside Product Based Academy. So one of the bonuses that she wins from that is to be on the podcast to share her story and just so you can learn more about her and her awesome journey from where she started to where she's at now. So I'm just so excited to have her here. So welcome, Erin, to the Product Based Podcast.
Thank you so much, Monica. I'm so excited to be here.
This is going to be so fun. Erin is just like an awesome person. So I'm excited to have you. Okay, so Erin, let's start here. Let's just bring everyone up to speed on your business, what you do, how you got started. Bring us back to how your business really began.
Yeah, so it started in 2019. I was in my bathroom caking my hair with aerosol dry shampoo, and my kids were crawling at the time. They were young babies and toddlers, and I was holding my breath and I realized they weren't holding theirs. And so the thought occurred to me, I'm like, well, what's in this? And then I flipped over the can and I read the first ingredient was propane. And I'm like, that is what I put on my grill. So let's read some more ingredients. And there were more that were like isobutane and all of these other bad ingredients, obviously, that I knew were damaging. I just didn't realize how damaging. So then I started down a whole rabbit trail of looking into the ingredients in my body products. I had swapped my deodorant like probably a year prior. So having kids 7 years ago started me down a trail of like, oh, what am I putting on their little body? So I mainly worried about what I put on them and then didn't even really occur to me what I put on myself. And then, yeah, that's how it started. In 2019, started off as just me making it for myself. Like I took to the interwebs and I'm like, I'm gonna find a great non-toxic dry shampoo. And I didn't because most of them contained baking soda, which irritates my skin because I've always had very sensitive skin. And then cornstarch, which is also, it can be an irritant with the corn ingredient. So I was like, I'm gonna make my own. So I just started making my own and formulating different ratios and ingredients and seeing what worked, what didn't work, and why it worked. And that's kind of how No Poo Dry Shampoo was born. Now it's No Poo Products, but yeah.
I love it. So, what was that moment of when you decided this is going to be a business? Because these stories are awesome. And I was in a very similar place as you of something that was a little bit of a hobby of like, okay, cool. I could use this. This is beneficial for me. This is going to help my health. This is going to help kids, et cetera. So, at what point did it click for you? Like, oh my gosh, this could be a business. What was that like?
So I just posted about it on Instagram and was like, I just made non-toxic dry shampoo. And somebody's like, can I buy that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And then I kept kind of posting it that way organically on my personal account. And I would say probably two, I don't know, like a year into it, I was like making them for people pretty consistently, but just DMs and front porch pickup, nothing else. And then one of my friends, bless her heart, she was like, Erin, you should make your own Instagram page for us. I'm like, well, friends. So I made my own. And then my other friend, her husband did web design. And he's like, do you want me to just make you a website for free? I'm like, do you think that would help? I literally remember asking him, do you think having a website would help? That was how small my thinking was. And he's like, are you serious? Is that a real question? Yes. Yes, it would. So then we started that. And then I started, I remember getting my very first shipping order. And that was in 2020. And then in 2021, I think I really started to be like, okay, how do I make this an actual business and looking into different modalities for that. So
Yeah, beautiful. And I think that's such a common, I mean, that's exactly what happened to me and what I hear so often to people is like, people are interested. People want to buy it. And it's like, oh my gosh, this could turn into a business. And what do I do next for that to happen? And it's also interesting to hear your story of how you had people kind of give you little direction. And part of what I think running a business is really about is when you start to see these breadcrumbs of like, oh, someone said, why don't you ship it? Why don't you have your own Instagram? Why don't you have your own website? And you have this little trail that you're kind of guided to, because I really think when we're meant to do something in this world, if we're not thinking it just yet, the people around us are going to be like, hey, why don't you create a website? Hey, this could really help you. So it's awesome to hear how that happened in your story too. Now, I love how you said 2021 is when you kind of went full throttle with it. How was everything with also being a mom? Because you're a mom of two kids. So take me back to those beginning stages of how was it while also raising two children?
So I'd mainly do everything during that time. And I've always just really liked creating with my hands. So I used to have like an embroidery business where I hand stitched embroidery hoops all during nap time as kind of an outlet. And then that quickly got unsustainable with having the two kids, and it would take hours per hoop. And so I was really excited when I found something that was an outlet that I could be creative with, that I could use my hands while they napped, while they went to sleep after, like at night. But then it got challenging as my daughter stopped taking naps. And I was like, okay, so she stopped taking naps really like right at the beginning of 2020, right when we were moving into a new house as well. And I'm like, this is bananas. But I don't know, I just kind of figured out different time pockets to fit it in. And I also want to show them, hey, we can go after our dreams and our goals, and really allowing them to see me working in the process and setting aside an activity for them, like, okay, here's a sensory bin for you guys to do. Mommy is going to get work done so I can help women and blah, blah, blah. So, and they've helped me, you know, put together boxes. And I had my daughter putting stickers on
Oh.
my boxes yesterday, and she was really excited and proud of herself for that. So, kind of including them in the process. But then also, I realized that I needed help. And so, that's when I led to hiring someone. So,
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something I definitely want to dive into, like what your business looks like now too. But one thing that you said, which I want to talk about really quick, is you, which going, this is actually going back to before you started No Poo, is you were a teacher. Is that correct? So tell me a little bit about that. So before No Poo Dry Shampoo was born, you were a teacher. And did you leave teaching to raise your kids? Like, what was that predicament like, or what happened there?
So I became a sixth grade teacher. Was so excited. 3 months into my career, we found out we were pregnant with my daughter. Super unplanned, but amazing blessing, obviously. So that puts an interesting twist on starting a brand new career you've worked for years and years for. And then I was like exhausted and vomiting. Sixth graders, I just remember, I'm like, God, please help me not vomit in front of the sixth grade boys. They will be ruthless. But they were so sweet. And then I remember my grandma passing during that time, and then trying to get my daughter in full-time daycare, and the day it was just so many moving variables to be making $10 an hour. As much as I love the kids, my husband and I decided, okay, it's time for me to stay at home with, you know, and raise our daughter. And so she was 7 months old at the time. Started staying home. I realized quickly that I can't just change diapers and clean the house and be okay, because I was slowly going insane. So that's when I started embroidery. Like 2 months after staying at home, I started in like an embroidery business. So I've just always liked going and moving and learning new things, and just, I don't know, that's just how I'm created and designed. So that happened, and a couple months later got pregnant with my son. And then we decided after a couple of years, he was a couple years old, that to really push into this business, and that teaching won't be an option for me to go back to, because I think that really held me back from fully investing in No Poo products, was because I had that on the back burner. And I'm like, okay, when they get to school age, I'm going to go back to teaching. I'm going to go back to teaching. That was always the plan. And that really wasn't my heart, I found, you know, just I think releasing myself to different seasons of like, okay, that was a wonderful, beautiful season. And actually, that brought me to this season where I've been able to teach non-toxic laundry detergent classes. And the skills from being a teacher helped me, you know, in this season all, a lot. So it was just more pivoting and being okay with pivoting and thinking outside the box was really the hardest part for me. And it wasn't so much as like, I have to go back to teaching because I have such a passion for it. The passion kind of shifted. And then being okay with that shifting has been extremely difficult, a lot harder than I thought, because I was just programmed for so long, like, be a teacher, be a teacher. Everybody in my family is either a teacher or a doctor. That's all. And so I am the only entrepreneur ever to have existed in my family. So it's definitely uncharted territory and waters, but I love it. And I'm like, I could never go back to working a 9 to 5. I think I would actually go insane.
Once you run your own business and you have things like how you want them to be, and it's also like you said, the passion behind it, and it's just so much more, it's so much easier to be excited about something and to work on something when you have this vision of where it's going to go versus working for someone else. And maybe there was some passion there in previous jobs, but once you switch to doing your own thing, it's like night and day, totally different. So what was
Night
that
and day.
time? What was that conversation like of deciding to go all in with no poo products and to no longer have teaching on the table? Was that like a moment in time you and your husband sat down and had a conversation, or was that a long time coming? What actually happened there?
Yeah, I mean, I just remember kind of having some journaling quiet time and prayer. And I'm like, I think what's holding me back is going in my mind. I know I will go back to teaching, and that is literally such a roadblock for me. And so I just felt like I needed to give that up and to release that and to not have that be an option. There's no plan B. This is plan A, is no poo products, and that is, I will keep at it until it works. So then I talked to my husband about it, and I was like, I know it's kind of, I don't know how you feel about it, but I really feel like we shouldn't, because we'd both talk about that. Like, okay, well, maybe you should go back to work, or it's stressful. Like, maybe we should go back to teaching. And it was just always like this. And so once we had that conversation and we were aligned and on the same page, it was a really great conversation. He's like, I think you're right. I think we've been using that as a crutch. And so we need to figure out what will make your business go forward and be all in that together. So that was really the catalyst of that conversation, probably a year and a half ago. So not too long ago. It was pretty fresh that I gave up that, because people are like, when are you going back to teaching? When are you going back to teaching? Like, the kids are almost of school age. When are you going back to teaching? And I'm like, actually, I'm not ever. And this has been keeping me busy full time. So yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, that's true. I have seen you on Instagram. It does look like you're pretty busy. And so I've been getting those questions a lot less lately, which has felt really nice and empowering, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a beautiful story too. I think it's so impactful to know that, and so many of us have those crutches that we don't even realize are kind of crutches of what's preventing us from actually going all in with our business. Well, oh, I'm going back to my teaching career, so I don't want to spend too much time or energy or money on this because it's just for now. It's just, while the kids are young. But something switches when you're like, nope, no longer going back to teaching. Like, this is it. I want to make this happen. I want to make this work. This is going to be what I'm doing when kids are at school, when for the foreseeable future, right? As long as I can see out. So I think that's such a beautiful story and so inspiring. And I love how you said this happened like 1.5 years ago. So maybe we'll say like 2022, 2023. And what I also heard you say was you started your website and started to take it a little bit more seriously in 2021. So 2021 was website, a little bit more seriously. 2023-ish, we'll say, was like no longer going back to teaching career. Let's go all in on this. And that's also similarly around the time frame that you joined Product Based Academy. So talk me through 2021 to 2022 before you joined Product Based Academy. You were like, I don't know what percent you want to say all in, maybe 50, 60, 70, whatever that percent is. What did your day-to-day look like with growing no poo products? What were you focusing on? How were you trying to grow your business?
Oh my gosh, I feel like a fish floundering in the water, like, help me, what is happening? So I had actually joined two other different programs, and paid for those, and they were extremely hands off and did not move the needle really at all. Like, maybe I got a couple of helpful things from them, and they're very popular people on Instagram. And so I was really discouraged in that, and I kept just doing the same thing, like coming out with new products on that friggin' product hamster wheel. That's the never ending. It's never ending. That and markets. I would do markets a lot and like bake in the sun and die of heat stroke and be away from my family. And I'm like, this has gotta not be it. Like, what am I missing? There was an element missing, and I never knew what it was, because I was just more in like the creative mindset and like, okay, so I had a launch. That was my best time. I need to keep coming out with launches instead of doing things that move the needle. So really, I would just work on kind of like Instagram, being present on Instagram and coming out with new products. And that was really it. And I tried to like work on my website, but no direction, just like a blind man wandering around trying to find, water. And I'm like, what is missing? So I saw your program on an ad. It came up on my Instagram. I saw your Etsy sale thing. I remember listening to the seminar as I was in the drive-thru getting a smoothie for my children and I for lunch. And I'm like, oh, this girl sounds a little bit different than other things that I've listened to. And this was 2023, probably around April or May of last year. And so I don't know if I'm jumping the gun on the, but
Keep going, you're
that was
good.
kind of, that's who it took me to. I was like, there was just something that I needed, but I didn't know what to do. So when I saw your Etsy seminar webinar, and I was like, oh, there are things that I'm missing. I don't have an Etsy, so let me try to implement Etsy. And then I don't know, I really resonated with you and your prior business. And I'm like, she did it. What did she do? Like, how do I get there? So, and I remember talking to you, like, I've done programs before and they haven't worked. How is yours different? Like, I was a super big skeptic, and you're like, okay, well, it's okay. Let me just tell you, I really think it would help you. And I'm like, ah, okay. But the fact that you were actually even messaging me about it, I'm like, well, that's even another step that the other people would never did. They were so hands off, it was just recording the thing, their spiel, and then, super hands off. So, anyways, found you, and life has changed.
The clouds departed and everything
They
changed.
parted, and I'm like, look, there's a light, honey. I told my husband, I'm like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, finally.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, cool. And I think that's like, I love hearing you say new products, markets, and Instagram because that's so common of what I also focus on when I started my business, what most people focus on when you start a business. And I loved how you said it was like the creativity, like launch a new product. That's how I grow my business. That's what I do. And then you come into
Yeah.
Product Biz Academy and it's like we kind of put the kibosh on all of that and really
Yes.
shift things and change things. So tell me in your words, what has being in Product Biz Academy been like? What have you been focusing on? Where have you grown? What has that been like for you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, so many things, all the things. Let's see here. I don't even know how to summarize this. Everything has changed for the way better. I feel like I actually have direction now for the first time. I was going to say probably the most excitement in my business has been the last 6 months, because I really feel like there's been direction and there's been breakthrough. I've seen results from implementing things in the program that I'm like, I'm just the biggest component and advocate for it. And I message all the people. I messaged somebody literally yesterday. She's like, wow, like I posted my birthday sale or whatever, and like the most orders I've ever had. And she's like, that's so awesome. And I was like, really? I attribute it to my coach, Monica Little. And she's like, I feel like I need that, but I'm just not there financially. I'm like, hey, nothing changes if nothing changes. But I think it's like best investment. Investing in you and your business is never a bad thing, I have found throughout this whole process. And so, even though it's scary, I told her, I'm like, it's scary, but it's like an essential step in order to grow. Because if you're in the same spot, you will be in the same spot next year if you do nothing different except for coming out with more product launches. And so she didn't respond yet, but when she does, I'll be like, hey, check out Launchpad. I told her, get on the wait list. Anyway, so yeah, I've met a wonderful community through it that has been so amazing. Because like when I do markets here, I'll do maybe like two or three a year now. They're wonderful, beautiful humans, but they're literally just doing markets because that's fun. And I'm like, that's not where I'm at. Like, I want to grow. Like, I'll talk to like their booth market mates, and I'm like, so, like, how is business? They're like, oh, it's been pretty steady here. Or I made like two sales on Etsy in the past month. Like, so exciting. And I'm like, that's awesome. But I wanted to talk with other women that like made product, that were also like, let's go, you know? So that was really nice to have met, especially at the in-person event that we had 2 weeks ago in Scottsdale, actually like rooming with people, like they're in the flesh and talking with them. And I'm like, this is so exciting. And now we're like, we were commenting on each other's posts before, but now we're even more so. I think the fire is lit and like we're like, oh, we're real life friends, like IRL in real life, right? So yeah, it's been really just life altering. And I think one of the first steps, I've listened to like every single one of your podcasts now, and I remember on one of the beginning ones that I listened to, it said you said to make back stock. And I had never even thought of thought of that. I'm like, I mean, maybe it had crossed my mind, but I'm like, I don't have time for that. Like, I'm coming out with my new launches. Are you kidding me? Like, I don't have time for that. So actually, when setting, you're like, you need to set aside time, like a whole day to make back stock. You will go through it. I'm like, will I actually go through it though? I don't know if I will. So much doubt. I've had so much like, will I? But you're like, yes. And also like the universe, God won't give you anything until like you're ready for it. And so if you're already up to your eyeball and stress and orders, like you just, you can't, you don't have capacity for more. It's like the law of vacuum. That has been one of the biggest takeaways lately that I remember you saying is, you know, like your whole analogy of moving into your apartment and there was space in the cupboards. And now after a year, you don't have any more space because there, you know, so what we give, what we allow, I guess, to be filled will be filled. And so if we don't have any room to be filled, it can't be. So like even taking away porch pickup, oh my gosh, you really talked to me about porch pickup and taking that off because coordinating with a, not a thousand women, that's an exaggeration, but I felt like that, like because they'd be like, oh, okay, I'm going to come at this time, and then trying to keep track of that order, and then there'd be like six orders on the porch that day, and then three of them wouldn't show up, and they're like, can I come this day? And they'd all need to come on different days, and I'm like, this is too much. Like I, this is so stressful, and it started making me not happy and excited because I'd be worried about all of the texts, and then I'd miss a text, and I'd be out, and they're like, I'm at your porch. Where are you? And I'd be like, out at my kid's soccer game, and I'm like, yeah. That's that didn't happen. Or they'd randomly show up like 5 minutes after they placed an order, and their husband would be like, hey, I'm here at the, and so it just like people would know where I live. I don't know, the whole thing. But you really helped me with that, and that has been a game changer lately as well. Just those little steps that are big that allow room for growth. So
I think all of those, I mean, that's it. It's these little things that, as you do every single one of these, people don't realize how much it affects your business and your capacity for your business and your ability to actually focus on growing your business. Because a couple of things that you said, like making back stock. And I loved how you said that was something that you never did before. But once you start to do that, it's like, okay, cool. Now when I have an order, I don't need to stop everything that I'm doing and make this one product and put it in a box and then ship it out. I can just take it off of my shelf, put it in the box, and it's ready to go. So freeing up time and capacity that way. Also the porch pickup. And I know that was something like we talked about a lot of like when your business is 10x what it is now, are you going to be doing porch pickup? And if the answer is no, then cool, let's take that off now to free up your time and capacity. Like you said, all that coordinating and texting and back and forth, because people will get it shipped and they'll pay for shipping and it's all going to be totally fine. And then I also loved how you said limiting markets to like 2 to 3 per year now. It's every single one of those three things, backstock, no more porch pickup, limiting markets has allowed you to have space, time, and capacity to grow your business. Now, there's two other things that have allowed you to get space, time, and capacity to grow your business, and I want to touch on. And the first one is new products. So, what does that look like for you now with like coming out with new products? Because you told us that's what you used to do. So, what does it
My
look like
God.
now?
That has been, I have to literally tell myself on a weekly basis, a year into this program, do not come out with any new products, Erin. Do not. Like I need like a sticky note of this. And I've listened to the Chronic Creative episode that you did multiple times whenever I'm feeling the itch of like, ooh, it's time. I'm kind of bored. And it's like, oh, good Lord. So I've not come out with any new products since you forced us to not in last June. And you're like, don't come out with any new ones. And I think every single call we've touched on, don't come out with new products. Even like a couple weeks ago, I was looking into coming out with new product. And you're like, Don't do it. So
Don't
I
do it.
tell myself, what would Monica do? In the back of my head. Okay, she wouldn't come out with that. This is not needle moving. It's super fun, but like, if I want to have, I tell myself also, I listened to a podcast a while ago from like somebody else, but she was like, so being creative is awesome, and that's what started your business. But like, how about like have it be Creative Friday, where you literally on Friday, you know, you're just making something for yourself or for a friend. And just keeping it to then, and that way you don't just. And I think I do tell myself that. So I've done that before. I've been like, okay, I'm gonna just make this, not to sell, not to market, not to figure out labels for it. And that has been a game changer, not coming out with a new product, because look, that was where a lot of my time was spent. And when I actually went back and I'm like, oh my gosh, XYZ product sold by the billions. And then I went back and looked, and you're like, just look at the data and just like see actually how many did sell. And I'm like, oh, only like 15 sold in 6 months. Let's maybe not continue on with that. Like my bath bombs. Anyways, yeah, it's been really helpful. Not fun, but helpful.
Hey, but hey, if it works, it works, right? And then here's the thing too, right? A lot of times when we start a business, like you said, the creativity and the fun, that's why we started. And one thing I love to say is that your business wasn't here to fill a void. A lot of people want to like fill this creative void. It's actually here to fulfill a dream. So as soon as you say like, man, I want this business to be something that contributes to my family financially, that supports me, my husband, my kids, that is something that I can do for the long run to show my kids what's possible, that can help pay for their college, like whatever it is. As soon as there's that switch, it's like I got to do what the business needs instead of like what's gonna light me up 100% of the time and be like super fun and exciting. And this is one of the hardest conversations that I have with people because it's kind of a dagger to the soul. Like you're telling me I can't create, like I'd love to
Shot
create.
through the heart and
Yeah,
you're
seriously.
to
Yeah, it's a
blame.
tough one. It's a tough one. However, the results come from it, which I do want to touch on. But before I jump to results, because I want to hear more about your birthday sale, your Black Friday sale, the fifth thing that you've really done to open up capacity and time in order to create results has been to hire. So just bring me up to speed because this is your first employee that you hired. What has she been focusing on? Even when you first hired, there was a little bit of hesitation there too, where I remember you and I had chatted. So tell us that story.
Well, I was at capacity, and as small business owners in the beginning stages, we're like, we can do everything. Like, we literally can. We can do all things, right? Like, yeah, we know that, but then why do we need to do that? It is so stressful. So I had no capacity to do anything else because my kids were in school on Mondays and Thursdays at the same time. So really, I had like 4 hours on a Monday and 5 hours on a Thursday to really focus on things. And during that time, I would just be spent making product the past 2 years before running this program. So I'm like, okay, this is what I have been doing, and it hasn't been working. So, and you're like, you need to hire. I think that took a couple of coaching calls of like, I think you need to hire, Erin. Just need to hire. And in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's payroll and there's a blah, 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 all these things. Like, I don't have time to think about that. That is so overwhelming. And when I get overwhelmed, I'm like, no, thank you. That's it. That's too much to soak in. I'm gonna go somewhere else that's more fun. And that's not helpful. So I really had to, like, I went through the module, the hiring module, and it broke it down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, this is so much easier. You laid out every single step. And I sometimes need my hand held. And I'm like, like, I need my hand held. You holding and being like, it's okay, Erin, you can do this. I'll psych myself out. But it really helped. And I don't have to hire her like for 40 hours. You know, sometimes in my mind, I'm like, I have to hire her for so many. But I hire her for one, and in the holidays, 2 days a week in those specific hour time frame that my kids were in school. And at first I thought, okay, nobody in their right mind is going to apply for that because it's so random and the days that need to be available. And then the perfect person did come though, and she has been so great for it. Exactly what I needed. And I can't even describe week after week when she would walk in the door on Thursdays, the relief I felt knowing that she was making the product and I was able to like do all the things that actually moved the needle. So that has been a complete game changer for me.
Beautiful. Love it, love it. Okay, so now that you've done these things, really backstock, eliminating porch pickup and things that just don't make sense, limiting markets, limiting new products, hiring someone to help, let's talk a little bit about the results that you have seen because you touched on this birthday sale and how you've had all these orders, which just was this week. So tell us what happened this week.
So like the whole Instagram method that you teach, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want to share, and like
I mean,
what
that's what
happened?
I attributed to. So I'm like, okay, looking back at the data, I started taking down data, Excel spreadsheets, and I am not that type of person. I am, that's been icky to me always. And I'm like, I'm going to refuse to learn Excel spreadsheets. And that's not helpful for anybody. So I started actually filling in spreadsheets, and they're very, very helpful. Wow. So when I do the things that I didn't want to do before, because like I said, if I am doing the same things and expecting different results, that's insanity. So I need to change up what I'm doing. So that I really changed that aspect of it, started taking actual data. I started doing like your sell method that you teach in the program and doing that consistently. And truly, that has been the difference. And also, that was the first and biggest sale that I've done on Monday. Today is Thursday, that I haven't done porch pickup with that. So even my Black Friday sale, I was still doing porch pickup and still did less. So that even proved to me like, oh, I don't have to, if I take the porch pickup off, I'm not gonna just, nobody's gonna buy anymore, right? So that's dramatic, but that's kind of where my brain was at. So yeah, just implementing consistently the sell method has been totally, I think, what has attributed to the sale on Monday. It was like a random sale for my birthday, April 1st, and I'm like, I'm gonna do a 33% off sale, right? Turning 33, woot woot. And it ended up being the busiest sales day I've ever had in my whole business. And then I've been getting sales since then every day. So yeah, it's been really exciting, and I've had the actual capacity to receive those sales as well because I've had backstock because my employee made backstock. And yeah, so anyways, it was really, it's been a bonkers couple of days, but awesome.
And how many orders? Because if you guys don't follow Erin on Instagram, it's No Poo Products, it's her Instagram, and she shared this reel of just table, and I think you said two folding tables that you have out of all the orders, and it's like what, 100 orders, if not more?
There were, yeah, and then some wholesale orders also. I've been getting fair orders almost daily since last week. I got another one this morning. They bought
Awesome.
my dry shampoo in bulk. So that started, I got two orders in the last 4 days of my dry shampoo in bulk for refilleries around the country. So that's been amazing. And then also just other from store outreach that I did. I got like close to, I don't know, like $600 or $700 wholesale order,
Nice.
that, so just filling those things. And I forgot the question, I'm sorry, but
No, I was asking how many orders, and you said like over a
oh,
hundred from your birthday sale, right? Like it's over, there was definitely over 100 individual products on that table. Like that's for sure.
for sure. Yeah, I was the two folding table, the 2 6-foot folding tables
Yeah.
maxed out, pushed together. So yeah, that is taking over my living room at the moment.
I love it. I think that just shows entirely the work that you've been putting in to get to these results. Because those five things that we said that you had to let go of to create space, well, since you've done those five things, now what you've been primarily focusing on is like having an awesome fair shop, having an awesome Etsy shop, having an awesome Instagram presence, reaching out to stores. And then when you focus on these things that are actually customer and retailer focused, it's like, oh, cool, got a $600 wholesale order. I got fair orders every single day in the last week. I had over 100 orders for my birthday sale because you've been focusing on the marketing side of things, of actually getting in front of the right people. However, what I find with most people is that they never get there because they're stuck in the markets and the new products and not having backstock made. So it's like doing all these tedious things that don't free up the time in order for you to actually do what's needed for your business to grow. So it's been awesome to see you because You've been, I mean, you are so receptive to feedback, and sometimes it takes a couple times, like you said, to mention a couple of things. However, when you do take the feedback and you run with it, it's just amazing to see that domino effect that happens. So it's been awesome to see your business really grow. I know you had a crazy, insane Black Friday holiday season too, and you mentioned it was your best holiday season of the 4 years that you've been in business, which is incredible. And the last thing that I want to touch on is how does your business and how it is now feel with also being a mom and responsibilities now that maybe you have that direction and that support and that team member? How are things going while growing and having more success with balancing everything else as a mom and as a wife and as a dog
So
mom, everything that you are?
yeah, I've come to find that there's no such thing as balance. It's just called the blend. Because I would be so focused and fixated on balancing it all that I'm like, okay, I would compartmentalize and categorize different aspects of my life. And I'm like, okay, this needs time and this needs time and that needs time, which is all true. But then it just, I don't know, I'd get almost sad or let down when I wasn't giving time to this certain bucket that I needed filled, blah, blah, blah. So I just started looking at it as the blend, and I'm just going to blend them all together and be intentional, obviously, with like date night with my husband and time and dates with my kids and seeing friends, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it is a challenge at the same time. I'm not going to sugarcoat that because it's really hard at times. And then I just remember my why, which you really talk about, but really just coming back to my why. Like every morning, journaling like three or saying out loud, my husband and I just started saying out loud to each other, like, what are three things that we're grateful for in the morning, this morning? And we'll say them, it sets a good intention. And then, yeah, I'm trying to figure that out right now because my employee, her next week is last next week, actually, her last week is next week. Wow. So I'm going to go through the rehiring process currently, and then my kids are going to be out for summer break. So I've tried to be proactive in that and get childcare at least 2 days a week because I still want to be home with them in the summer, but then also I don't want to completely burn out and go insane by not having help because that will happen, and then I'll start to get angry at them, and I'm like, that's not the point. So, yeah, I think I have some good things implemented for my kids being loved on and watched this summer 2 days a week, and then I'll get a new employee rocking and rolling before summer as well. And then they both go to school full time this fall because my youngest will be in kindergarten, which is so sad. And I've had many, many tears and thoughts about it, but it's beautiful and he's ready. And which is just for the first time, it's been like, I think, an identity shift for me because I've been a stay-at-home mom or work from home mom for 7.5 years now. So it'll be definitely different this fall. But I'm really excited for being able to just keep diving in even more. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I'm excited to see what happens as things continue to grow and as you keep diving in, as these changes happen in your household, like you said, it's only gonna keep growing and things are gonna keep getting better and better. So super
Yes.
excited to see where things go.
Thank you.
Well, Erin, this was awesome. It was so great having you here. Before we wrap up, can you just share with people where they can find you?
Yeah. So my website is nopoodryshampoo.com and my Instagram is nopooproducts. I'm not really on Facebook, so don't really try there. But yeah, those are the places you can find me. And I have everything listed there. I would love to connect. I love DMing and chatting with people. So DM away and say, hey, I listen to the podcast. That would be so fun.
Awesome. Well, I'll make sure to link that in the show notes as well so people can find you. And with that, I just want to say thank you, Erin, for being a guest here on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for all you do, Monica.
Well, you heard it first from Erin how much Product Biz Academy has really helped her to grow her business. So, what I want to mention to you, which she also said, is to get on the wait list. And you can enroll for the wait list at monicalittlecoaching.com/PBA waitlist. As a reminder, Product Biz Academy is the go-to program on how to grow and scale your business. This is where you learn marketing and selling, which is what most small business owners struggle with, because I know you have a great product and I know you love the response when people get to try your product, but how do we get your product in the hands of more people? Well, that is exactly what you learn in Product Based Academy. And everything that Erin has shared has been part of her journey on growing and evolving as a small business owner, being part of Product Biz Academy, having the support and the community alongside her to help her reach these goals that she has now shared with you. So if you're interested in signing up for the waitlist to be notified first when doors open, since this isn't a program you can get into at any point in time, I only open it a couple times per year just so everyone's starting at the same time. So we have a roadmap, so we have specific concepts that we're going through to make your success as easy as possible. Well, to be notified first when those doors are open, you can go to monicalittlecoaching.com/PBA waitlist.